Let's get to the chapter 8, Future Trends in Technology in the Logistic Industry. The topics that we are going to cover in this chapter are trends in technologies in e-commerce logistics. This chapter is surely going to be very interesting for all the tech geeks out here. Logistic trends that are automation, robotic, autonomous mobile robots, automated guided vehicles and carts, drones for delivery, artificial and augmented intelligence, digital twins, Internet of Things, blockchain, big data and analytics, digital supply chain, API integration, benefits for logistic companies using API integration, cloud computing, and the last but not the least, green logistics. Trends in technologies in e-commerce logistics. Since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, the logistic industry has found itself at the forefront of the disruption. With heavy restrictions on the movement of goods and people, it had turned very difficult for the logistic companies to get their entire operations in place. Moreover, the demand of having contactless deliveries and people were not even getting down. These logistic companies were given some kind of relaxations, but a lot of things to be maintained, like vaccinations to be done at the first level and quicker for all the employees who are working on this kind of working in this industry. The pandemic not only tested supply chain resilience and efficiency to the hilt, but also paved the way for accelerated technological adoption across the sector. Won't you agree to this? With the kind of changing times, with the kind of testing times in logistic industry went through during pandemic, they had to find solutions to a lot of issues that could be in their processes, that could be the technological development or adoption of new kind of AI. All of this had given a boom with the kind which became a necessity, if I would say it this way. Recent years have seen massive advancement for the logistic industry. In areas like artificial and augmented intelligence, advanced analytics, and automation, to name just a few. There has been a huge upgradation happened in logistic industry, and it has become a necessity, if you, I would say it this way. You know, with the kind of changing times, the requirements, the people are now, earlier there were 4-day deliveries, now there is same day delivery, 1-day delivery. And to make it further challenging, it became a 10-minute delivery apps like Blinkit and Zepto. All of this has paved the way for new processes to come in place, for new technology to be adopted, for the companies to deliver to the customers' expectations. But attached to these innovations are new expectations and standards, forcing logistics companies to either adapt or fall behind. The companies who do not adapt to the new change or to the new technology, the new processes, they obviously cannot find their place in the industry. They will have to, they will know that the competition is so tough and cutthroat that there is no choice but to adopt. Much pressure comes from the customers in the form of individuals and enterprises, all who are demanding their products or services come faster and cheaper than ever before. Earlier, we all had patience to wait for our deliveries to come through courier guys, 4 or 5 days. May that be you are an enterprise who's receiving your entire finished goods or your wholesale products. And now there is no. The timelines are very important. In fact, while placing the order, even when it's an wholesale order or a raw material order, the companies always have this thing that they want to know, when will I receive the raw material, or I shall find a better vendor who gives me a faster service. The next generation logistic management solutions are moving towards making the global supply chain more customer-centric and sustainable. The whole logistic management has now become, now it is also a globally adapted change among all the logistic companies to deliver faster, cheaper, and efficiently. Automation in logistic processes brings out the significant increase in productivity and efficiency in the workflow. The companies who quickly go through the teething phase and adopt the new technology, it is easier for them to get efficient earlier than the other companies who take time to adopt to these new technologies. The improvement of transparency and traceability of the supply chain is vital to enable flexible, dynamic relationships between the various stakeholders. The traceability and the transparency now that is expected by any kind of a customer, if that is a wholesale customer, the enterprise, or the retail end consumer, they all need transparency and traceability of their order, if that is even an order worth 200 rupees or a 2 lakh rupee. Trends and technology in e-commerce logistics. Some of the technology trends which were well received and growing in logistics sectors are showing in the graphics. Mobility, connecting warehouses, transport management, last mile delivery. The kind of trends and technology that were adopted for mobility really helped. It helped digitize the key supply chain activities and eliminate the manual processes in often required areas. And this had been adopted pretty well in the industry. Shift to cloud, order tracking and real-time pricing. This time, the real-time pricing is that once I change the price on my software, it will affect on all the portals at the same time. Not that I have to manually go and do it every time. Order tracking obviously is also on the cloud. It's a cloud on the internet. Is because even the buyer who's receiving the goods and the seller who supplier who's sending the goods, they both get real-time updates. Social networks. Update delivery info, increases visibility, connect the clients. This gave a place to digital marketing. You know, the social networks like Facebook and all of them really made it very easy for companies to market themselves in the world and trying to reach audiences where it is very difficult to make their presence felt. Big data, route optimization. We will understand how this route optimization has been adopted by these industries in detail further in the chapter. Inventory prediction. Because of the software putting in updates and giving them as per the sales record and expected demand of the product, inventory management and prediction became very easy. IoT, Internet of Things. Inventory tracking was being adopted pretty well with the help of IoT. And automated vehicles. Automated vehicles made their mark in the industry almost a decade ago with Google coming with their company Waymo in 2009. In fact, in the recent news, Bill Gates, in his meeting with Rishi Sunak, he actually tried a driverless vehicle with the company named Wayve, W-A-Y-V-E, you know, in the busy streets of London. This is a visual illustration of all the innovations that happened in technology and processes in the entire last one decade or more than that. Automation in distribution centers or warehouses pertains to anything from process automation and physical automation. What is process automation? Process automation is technology and softwares that are used to automate the business processes to finally accomplish the business goals. Physical automation is the automation that is done in the warehouses for stacking the goods, for retrieving the goods for orders, or to take care and putting them back after the returns have been QC checked. Some of the usual warehouse automation includes digitization of manual processes, pick-to-light systems with operators using barcodes, to scan an LED light indicating the number of items for pickup and their destination, and autonomous mobile robots working inside the warehouses. So basically, these robots in the warehouses are very, they in their system, it's already inbuilt. They know exactly where the product is. They go, they trace the product in the exact area, in the exact shelf, in the exact rack on the shelf. And with the help of scanning the barcodes through LED lights, they are able to trace the product and get it back on the desk to get it packed. Businesses will continue to automate many of their processes at varying levels depending on their warehouses or distribution center sizes, as well as the volumes and the types of orders they regularly fulfill. So, depending on these warehouses, it's basically the demand for this kind of processes depending on the order volumes. As the order volume increases, the manpower finds it very difficult. An employee will get tired tracing around 200 orders in a speed and a season time when they have to dispatch in 4 hours. But when it comes to a robot, he exactly knows that how he can trace these orders, and he will never get it will never get tired. It's not he. The introduction of driverless vehicles, blackout warehouses, fully automated warehouses, and improved transport management system has transformed the logistics into a dynamic and a forward-thinking sector. The driverless vehicles, as I said, these were all introduced by Google, and there are a lot of big company tech giants who are investing into these kind of vehicles to make the to give a boost to the logistic industry. They are replacing the manpower and making it more efficient and more cost-effective to deliver goods nowadays. Automation in factories and warehouses, robotics. Supply chain digitization is pushing the industries to be better, as evidenced by the increase in adoption of robots in factories and make operations smoother and reduce the downtime. So, as I said, an employee might get very tired to remove 200 orders, single order with different locations to be delivered. But when it comes to robots, they don't get tired. They work efficiently, probably 24/7. All they need to do is being charged. In some situations, drones can also take care of last mile deliveries, even though the technology is still largely experimental. 1MG recently has started doing drone deliveries in Dehradun, for medicines and for picking up the blood samples. In fact, a lot of permission has been given to Zomato, Swiggy, and a lot of tech giants to start testing their drone deliveries in the suburbs, in the metros too. These are small robots embedded with robust sensor technology that can deliver inventory all over the warehouse. These robots interpret environment through sensors and computers, identify data on each package, and accurately sort it. So these robots have sensors to understand the radar, to understand any obstacles in their radar. They are able to trace, they are able to find where exactly they have to stack the goods when the new production comes in. While when they stack, there's a barcode put, and again, when there's an order to dispatch the same product, they go back in the same shelf, and the execution turns very easy. Right from getting the goods in the putting the inventory inside the warehouse and stacking it and dispatching the goods too. Robots for goods received and dispatch robo products received and dispatch takes can be dispatch tasks can be carried out with logistic robots such as automatic trucks, loading and unloading systems. In some situations, drones also take care of last mile deliveries, even though the technology is still largely experimental. Around 13 startups have been given a test flight drone beyond the visual line of sight for delivering items. Some of them are Zomato, Swiggy, Dunzo, Throttle, SpiceJet, and Astera Aerospace. In fact, Tata 1MG has already started testing drone deliveries for medical supplies and picking up the blood samples in Dehradun. There are small robots embedded with robust sensors, technology that can deliver inventory all over the warehouse. These robots interpret the environment through the sensors and computers identify data on each package and accurately sort it. So these robots have got very high sensors. They can comfortably navigate in the entire warehouse. They are able to also scan. They also able to sense any obstacles in the radar. They work uninterrupted, you know. The entire function makes the business operations go very efficiently, you know. Robots for goods received and dispatched, product receipts and dispatch tasks can be carried out with logistic robots such as automatic truck loading and unloading systems. Amazon has already started using robots in their mother warehouses years before, you know, for loading, unloading the goods and all of that. Storage robots. This category features stacker cranes for both boxes and pallets, which stand out for their capacity and agility when storing and retrieving items from the racks. These robots are specialized in putting the inventory for storage and picking them back when the orders come. Order picking. Automatic storage and retrieval systems for boxes exemplify the concept of logistic robots in order preparation. So these robots help you in order preparations. Each robot, there's a multitasking robot too, or you can put the robot in an exclusive task also, depending on the order volumes, depending on the inventory received. Internal goods movements. Logistic robots such as box and pallet conveyors systems are one of the most effective solutions for facilitating movement of goods in the warehouses. Using conveyors in the warehouses is very common nowadays. At one stage of the inventory received and the QC done, going to the second stage to get it packed and leave is what happens, and the conveyors are used for all this. Automated guided vehicle and carts. Automated guided vehicle and carts are great solutions for large warehouses, as they can transport inventory around it following the track laid in the warehouse. In this picture, you can clearly see that small red box which is kept down is an robot which is helping to stack the entire inventory which has come, you know, and they are going to put it into the shelves. An automated guided cart is a mobile robot characterized by small chassis. The base frame of the car or a carriage is called a chassis, you know, other wheeled vehicles and low profile that engage carts or shelves underneath. What is the difference between the AGV or AGC? An automated guided carts are a type of an automatic guided vehicle. Nothing else. In fact, because of this robots being used and this invention has been adapted by the warehouse and the logistic industry, there has been a boom of manufacturers of robots. In USA, we have 41 manufacturers. In China, we have 36. Germany, 33. India has 9 manufacturers of mobile robots. So this has created a domino effect in the industry where there has increase of robots requirement, and now the in countries and new companies are trying to invent better robots for better functioning, for advanced requirements. Drones. Another one of the best, one of the good innovations happened in the logistic industry. Aerial drones can scan location for an automated inventory counting without markers to guide them. They also scan the inventory much faster than a human can and immediately send the data to your warehouse inventory management system. So let's put it this way, that you have a very big, warehouse like Amazon or any big company like Walmart have huge big warehouses where inventory management is a real concern. You know, so to avoid, to make it easier, these drones, they quickly go scan the barcode and they can make a count of the inventory, Whereas if this was done by humans, it would go manually, which would make it very difficult and challenging. Inventory audits happens once in a week or once in 1 month or 3 months as per the requirement. But with the help of drones scanning and maintaining the inventory, this has made it very easier for the companies. In the area of inventory management, drone can be used for these tasks. Inventory audit, as I just said, inventory management, cycle counting, item search, buffer stock maintenance. So the buffer stock is a stock, this is like the, suppose there is 3,000 pieces of a particular product. So there is a buffer of 100 pieces before the entire product gets exhausted. So the buffer counting is also done by these drones. And there's a maintenance, you every company or every brand or maintains a buffer stock of particular SKUs before it gets completely exhausted. Stock taking is the physical verification of the quantity of items stored in the warehouses. These many tasks can be done by drones. If this was done by human, it would take hours and days. It is a very tiring job, and plus we don't get the accuracy and efficiency in this. Whereas with drones coming in existence, it has made it very easy to do these irritative jobs again and again, practically every day. Drones for delivery. Now, this is something where drones are used outside the warehouses in logistics for transportation and delivery. Drone delivery services show enough potential that Amazon, Alphabet, and other tech giants are hailing it as the future of e-commerce fulfillment. This is going to take the logistic industry or e-logistic industry to another level. It will take to a boom when deliveries will go so effortless. Obviously, there are chances of theft and all of those reasons, all of the problems and challenges in drone deliveries, but the gain is way too much, and it will replace, especially in metro cities like Mumbai, Delhi, it is where there's too much of traffic. Drone deliveries is going to work as a boon. Many major retail and logistic companies around the world are testing drone delivery services and drone delivery systems to solve the problems of the last mile delivery. In fact, I just said there are around 13 startups to test fly drones beyond the visual line of sight, and a few companies of named are Zomato, Swiggy, Dunzo, Throttle, SpiceJet. Amazon Prime Air delivery program uses autonomous drone guided by GPS system. So Amazon has already started doing drone deliveries in some selected zones. With last mile delivery being the most expensive and time-consuming part of the shipping process, drone delivery has the potential to give Amazon and other companies a major boost. Being the last leg in the logistic process, the last mile delivery has been the most expensive, time-consuming for various costs like fuel, for labor, and for other reasons. With drone coming into existence, this entire cost consuming process in the logistic will be taken care of. It's like a big solution for last mile deliveries specifically. Drone technology is being embraced by logistics and retail sectors by investing it in into develop more flexible and scalable delivery methods. So this also increases the scalability. They obviously are wanting it to be more flexible, but it will increase the amount of deliveries that can happen in a day. Major industry players like Amazon, UPS, DHL, Walmart, etc. have already introduced drone delivery services on their platforms. I just said they have started using drone deliveries in selected cities. In fact, the industry is also supported by specialist drone delivery operators and technology providers like Wing, Zipline, and Matternet. These are some of the companies who produce drones. The size of the global drone package delivery market is estimated to reach $8 billion by 2027 at a significant CAGR, that is compound annual growth rate of 41%, 41.8%. With the boost in the logistic industry, with the boost in e-commerce, which lead to the boost in the logistic industry, which has led to attract, invent, in fact, it has made it necessary to innovate, has led to the boost of drone deliveries, inventions of drones for different reasons within the warehouse, outside the warehouse for last mile delivery. Are you realizing how many opportunities and how many new developments are happening because of the boost in one particular sector? They all are interconnected and looped with each other. Artificial and augmented intelligence. What is augmented intelligence? Augmented is intelligence where they use the softwares and technology with human processes to make it a better output, to bring in the better output. And this is why at times AI alone use can be not so helpful when you rather have AI along with human processes put together. The logistics industry has started to integrate artificial intelligence solutions, including intelligent transportations, route planning, and demand planning in their operations. So with the help of artificial intelligence, they can do all of these processes now a little more easier, a little more close to accuracy. From last mile delivery robots and sustainability solutions to warehouse automated picking systems and predictive optimization software, AI is already making a huge difference in logistics. These few processes has brought the efficiency standards go higher, with the help of the AI. The application of augmented intelligence also expected to grow along with AI. Augmented intelligence combines human intelligence, there are human efforts, with AI automated processes. For example, in logistic planning, using augmented intelligence can even be superior to use an AI alone, since it combines inputs from human planners, experience, responsibility, customer service, flexibility, common sense. These all human intelligence are combined with the AI to actually have the logistic planning. Together with AI technology, which is left doing the repetitive and tedious work. So let's say this way, once a human puts it into the software that this particular street is going to, it has a lot of abrupt road and all of that. So the lead time taken to drop the particular product can already been used with the help of human intelligence. These are simple common sense that human intelligence is added with the help of the AI to do the repetitive job. According to Gartner, augmented intelligence is on the path to create $2.9 trillion of business value and lead to an increase of 6.2 billion hours of workers' productivity globally. This is the amount of work that can be taken care of by the augmented intelligence. Augmented intelligence takes inputs from human intelligence and human understanding and then do the same job, which is very repetitive, which can be very tiring for humans, but not for augmented intelligence solutions. AI, demand forecasting. Now, there is AI also used for demand forecasting. AI-based software solutions are used for price predictions, for demand forecasting, and optimization of flows and processes. With the help of the rise in the demand of a particular product, it helps us to estimate to put a price prediction for the product. AI process optimization. AI-based optimization softwares allows companies to improve their logistic processes and reduce the cost, This helps the companies to, like when there are robots and AI in the warehouses. It helps them to get the repetitive jobs done very easily, which ends up being cost effective because it's replacing a human out here. Enhance customer experience. One of the biggest advantages of AI. Enhancing customer experiences is another wonderful benefit of AI in logistics achieved through personalization and product recommendation based on consumers' purchasing habits and personal preferences. Consequently, customer becomes more loyal to the brand if they receive a more personalized services. So let's say personalized services with the help of AI. Nowadays, when we receive WhatsApp AI, there are WhatsApp bots that give us personalized messages coming from these e-com businesses like Myntra, Amazon. Hi Pooja, there is a new, like my name is Pooja and I am a customer on Myntra and Amazon. So I keep getting messages from a bot, that's a WhatsApp bot, saying that hi Pooja, there's a new collection of denims of Levi's which you had liked last time, a better price and a better product. So they are giving me more personalized attention. It's not done by human, it's an AI over there. Secondly, with the help of AI, with my last purchase, with my last navigation and my scroll on the particular app or a website, they help me to send, they this helps them to send me recommendations through email, through WhatsApp, through SMSs. And this has helped my repeat purchase happen faster because suppose if I have left an abandoned cart, I get these kind of reminders which tempt me and lure me to buy again, which actually leads to the increase in sales. Where if this was not done, I would forget about the product and the repeat purchase would have not happened. So are you seeing how the whole enhanced customer experience is helping companies to increase their sales? In fact, when I get these email reminders, where I get the abandoned cart reminders too, or probably I have gone to a particular brand and I have navigated, they will show the new products or better pricing or sale prices of the same product without troubling me the products which I don't want. Anything and everything that you navigate today on YouTube, on Google, on any particular product, on the app or on a website, you keep getting reminders with the help of AI and digital marketing on your emails, on your Gmails, like Hotmail and Gmail, about this product being there, trying to lure you to buy it again. Or maybe remind you to buy it. Efficient planning and resource management. Without a doubt, effectively managing your planning activities and resources is an important part of driving business growth. So you need to plan your production, your inventory as per the demand or the season of a particular product. Let's say if it is Diwali coming up, so you know there will be high purchase of traditional Indian wares, so you will produce maybe two times more than a regular times in summers. It is required because effective planning is critical for enhancing customer satisfaction. Because if the production is made, the stocks are put up on the website or to the retail stores, and that helps the customer to go and buy the product. And with the help of AI, you can do this better. Artificial intelligence can play a key role in understanding the scenarios and figures that are critical for planning. So with the help of AI, you're able to calculate how much you should extra produce for a particular SKU or a product, keeping the season and the demand in mind. AI's real-time route optimization. Artificial intelligence in logistics allows for real-time route optimization, increased delivery efficiency, and reduction in the waste of the resources. When they say reduction of the waste of resources, that could be the labor, that could be the fuel that is used extra. Companies such as Domino's and Yuro have begun to utilize autonomous delivery systems that are real-time route optimization softwares. So what does these route optimization softwares do? They actually help to plan your fleet in doing the deliveries. There are probably deliveries in a particular location, so and the count of deliveries are higher. They help the fleet to go in the to direct them to go in that location and turn by turn deliver over there. Whereas if you try to do this manually, it can really take a lot of time. But with the help of real-time route optimization, this goes faster. This saves your labor cost. This saves your fuel because the same boy does not go using the fuel again and again the same location. In fact, they help you map the deliveries as per the location from the time he leaves the warehouse, from where the product is packed and give it to him, which one comes first, which is closer to the route that he's taking, and where he has to go second after that. Rather than he deciding which one he has to go first and second and land up using more of fuel. In fact, depending on the traffic, also it helps you to deviate.